the longest wait, a generation on and more, for the 19th time in their history, for the first time in the Premier League, in the never-to-be-forgotten year of 2020, the champions of England again at last are Liverpool.
Hey, listen, yo, we're back, people. Champions again! Champions! Champions! Ole, ole, ole! Hey, listen. Yo, guys, what's happening, man? Come on, you know who we are, man. Anfield South Boys back at it. It's me. I have to say my name. You get me to my left.
Chris man, is like back Chris. In the building. Long
come
time.
On, come on.
Long
see,
time.
Yeah, good to see you, brother.
I'm here, you know. I ain't got my trophy. I'm trophy. But champions, man.
Yeah, man. And to my right, Professor Paul.
Professor P. Come on. Champions.
Nah. Do you know what? It's mad because we had the whole we're champions when Man City lost to Chelsea and we kind of celebrated. But it's like a second celebration when they lifted the trophy yesterday, man. Do you know what I mean?
It felt mad. It's just like, because we've known we've won a long time, you might as well say since January, the thing was over, but to wait and the corona thing and all that, and wondering where they're going to avoid the league and all this kind of madness, man. When Hendo just hobbled up there, man, and picked up the thing, man, it's just like, you know, I just sat back and just said, yes.
I know you had that knee heavily strapped, and I knew what was coming when I saw that strapping. I was like, yeah, he's going to bust that shuffle.
Yeah, it was an emotional time when Liverpool's an institution, is it? Just even seeing Dalglish there. Kelly Dalglish or Kelly Cates as well, like Souness, Barnes, like that's the people we've grown up with. Even seeing Kelly Dalglish, I remember growing up going, oh, that's Kenny's daughter. Mm. Then she works at Sky now, and now she's probably been waiting for years
to see this
and report on it. And one word quickly before I forget, how the club organised yesterday. It was so clever. Just made it for TV because they knew the fans were there. Darkened the place, and they put a light show on.
I think that's probably the best trophy lift given the current situation that anyone could put on.
That was the club, yeah? I thought it was the Premier League and all that.
No, I think they put £1 million in.
Yeah, that's the club. Okay. That's the club.
And it was dope.
It was great because, even though there was no fans there, it still gave you that feeling that fans were there. Just for that moment in time, it still felt like special.
There was a couple of times where, like, sometimes I end up daydreaming about stuff, and I saw the boys, and I'm overthinking it. And a couple of times when I didn't see them smiling, I go, "Oh no, are they not happy?" Yeah. Because they think there's no fans.
But then, what was nice as well was whilst I was watching the trophy lift, and I'm sure many other people did it as well, watching the players on Insta Live. Yeah, like Yamane's seeing the back behind the scenes kind of thing, you could tell.
You guys are watching because on WhatsApp, and like, you and Sam weren't about, but I was actually quite negative towards Mane because I was like, live in a moment, bro. I found out after he was doing Insta Live.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying, that it's living in the moment. You might say live in the moment, but it's nice because by going on Insta Live, you're opening the door to the fans.
Yo, no, yeah.
Those are the bits that we want to see. We want to see
them. It's a new age.
I didn't realize that. You still got something to say.
You thought he was texting and stuff. He's showing your age, man. Yeah. Put that phone down.
It's like that brother in that viral video when he goes, I'd like to thank my wife.
But it was nice for them to open the door to the change room, like while they were in there.
So it must look mad, didn't it? Like really close up.
Yeah, it was nice. It was good, man. Like Mane was going around all the players and they were smiling, saying
wow,
stuff.
That's deep. I'm gonna have to watch that.
Yeah, it was good. And then obviously like Lovren's one, you saw him. He was walking behind the scenes because they had like a mad tunnel to sort of where they were. Okay. It was really good, man.
He's good at it. He can stay if he wants to be a cameraman. But
listen, man. Love my guy, Lovren, man. Love my
guy. I'm playing.
Everyone, it's a happy times, man. Happy times.
Shout out to my mate Gary. Went to school with. Like we've suffered together. He's a Sky cameraman.
Oh, is it?
And he was there yesterday.
Oh wow.
So
Gary,
I'll send you this video and well done,
you
man.
lucky man. You know what I mean?
I wish I could have been there, man. Damn.
Yeah, but a special moment. And it, for me, I don't know about the rest of you, it just like brought back the goosebumps, the fact that we're Premier League champions.
Yeah.
Like, it actually made me sit back and go again, like, shit, man, we're actually champions.
How much do you think that winning the game made a difference to the night?
Do you know what, right? It's funny you say that, because I was actually going to say, once the trophy lift type thing started, the whole, I forgot about the game. Mm. I even forgot, like, I just forgot about there was a game that was played just like minutes before.
Mm. I think it was necessary. I think if we'd have lost, and then it added to the fact that there's no fans in the stadium, it might have.
I don't think
actually,
so.
Actually, I think maybe it would have been brilliant anyway, but it's obviously going to be better if you just won the game.
Of course.
The nature of the goals and stuff
and
like that.
And it was a good game. Yeah, it was a good game.
Well, let's get into the game. Like, obviously, we played Chelsea. 5-3 was the final score, which is flipping hell, mate. Do you know what I mean? Like 8 goals, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Since we come back from the break, man, our defending has been a bit mad still.
Well, let's jump into the defending, because I have to get straight to it. Van Dijk and Gomez, man. It's like the one was speaking Swahili and the other one was speaking French.
And from nowhere, really, in a way? They were comfortable before.
Yeah, up until a point, they were. And
I would even say the first goal wasn't terrible. It was
a bit like the fact that the first goal where Giroud scored, the fact that Willian was on his own and had that shot.
Okay.
Yeah, that was glaring. I think there's a problem. There's a disconnect between Van Dijk and Robertson as well, because Robertson's defending since we come back from the COVID thing, the COVID break, he's been slightly off it. He's been rushing into things. He hasn't been reading the game as well, I don't think.
Yeah, I think he's been on it.
He's been on the lash.
I don't want to be regionalist or
stereotypical,
but Scottish boys. Big up Andy. It's like, Jurgen, I'm not going out without my brew. He's buzzing, man.
He's on something, but...
To be fair to him, the athlete he is, I don't think he could be on the lash, but it is back what you. I do think his defending, ever since the Man City game, his defending has been suspect.
It must be focused, isn't it? We've won.
It's got to be.
Yeah, and he's a very, very intense player in terms of the way his style and stuff like that.
So he's got pride as well.
Yeah, yeah. So it's been slightly off. I mean, the third goal where they ran into each other, where Gomez and what's the name?
That's what I was talking about. But to go back to the disconnect, the first goal, sorry. Do you think Van Dijk was too consumed with Giroud? Because I noticed Giroud a lot of times was trying to pull off onto Gomez, because Gomez was obviously perceived as the weaker link. Do you think then...
I think it's Robbo. Robbo should have tucked in and covered him.
The first goal.
Okay.
All right. So if Van Dijk's going towards Giroud, then what's his name should have come in on the backside, I think, a bit more and sort of like covered off that area. I think there was a bit of distance in between. That's what I'm saying. He's been a bit off in terms of reading. Because how many times have we seen him come in and make, from the backside, and make recovery tackles?
What about then, because we're talking about Klopp always saying the whole team needs to defend. And we know Ronaldo's been a bit off as well. His contract maybe. And that's his side usually, left cater sometimes. Maybe the whole team's not defending at a point where sometimes they're having to rush out. Remember the City game when Robertson run? Does he feel that the midfielders ahead of him are not doing enough work?
This could be. You know what, right?
I don't think it's the midfielders. I think
it's really hard to put a pin in it, just because of the fact that we won the league. We won the league when we won
it's
it.
Got to be that.
Do you get what I'm saying? You as much as you try to put it to the side, you can't ignore the fact that. You know what I mean? If you've won the league, what are you playing for?
All the professionals.
You know what it is? Because I've heard several stories about how teams, after winning a league, they've just gone on hiatus, man, and just not, you know what I mean, not performed. The thing that disappoints me is the nature of some of the goals. Like, the two goals against Arsenal just upset me, just on a purely footballing perspective.
Yeah, because we can dive into a little bit of the Arsenal game. It was, those mistakes were...
Avoidable.
Wow.
Easily avoidable.
Two of our best players, arguably, in Van Dijk and Alisson, just to do something so uncharacteristic.
Because I heard Arsenal fans chatting shit as they usually do,
don't let them stress you out, bro.
No, because it's nonsense. Some sort of masterclass. I told them.
Oh yeah, that video you shared.
I said to them, and this is for all you Arsenal fans who listen. Liverpool beat Liverpool, and you happened to be in the stadium when it happened.
That's fucking true.
Don't get gassed. Hey, behave yourselves.
Did you see the stats? Did you see the shot stats and the possession stats?
21 shots to 2.
Bloody I would be embarrassed to claim that as some sort of moral victory. Let it go.
We've passed out of harder presses than that in bigger games.
There wasn't no press. Arsenal
didn't even look interested.
No, they
usually have shots at home. They weren't interested.
No, we know we beat ourselves that game. That game. That's why That's why there's no pod for that game, because that game's a non-entity.
Maybe we should just leave it,
It's not even...
But I mean, I was just trying to,
yeah. The reason why I brought the Arsenal game, because I was just trying to bring up a pattern of... There's a certain... What I put it down to is this, right? We are not the most talented squad in the league. We are the best team, but we haven't got the best players in the league.
I could agree with that.
Our game is based on the system and just a desire... To just win every
ball.
No. Let me finish. Because of that, and because we're dependent on more on the system and the energy from the fans and the energy within the camp, if we're off by a couple of percent, then it can...
We do choose... I was just going to say, though, we do choose to play a certain way, because there can't be more talented back lines, as in footballing players, we're talking about, than our back line.
But what Chris said is right, though. As a team, as an 11, we're not the best. We're not the best 11 out there.
Yeah, as the first team.
Like individual players, you haven't got the best. That's what I mean.
That's what I'm going to argue against. Mane, Salah and Firmino are talented footballers, right?
Yeah.
We've got the most talented footballers as a back line. Van Dijk's better on the ball than Otamendi. Sorry.
But
Trent, never mention Otamendi and Van Dijk in the same line.
No, let's skip to it. Our front and our back. Our front and our back probably the best. But our midfield is nowhere near the best.
As a squad, remember, Oxlade-Chamberlain. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If you bring in Oxlade-Chamberlain, if you bring in Oxlade-Chamberlain and Keita, as in if they were in the team, I'm not saying it should be, but if they were in the team, and you bring Fabinho, that's a talent in midfield.
It's talented.
Oxlade-Chamberlain and Keita are talented.
It's talented, but it's not still not the best.
Well, it's not the best as in it's our team. Yeah, but it's they're, still, they're
no,
but
no, no, I don't mean the best in that team. I mean the best in...
But how many...
In, just say in the Prem, but I'm not the best.
How many more talented than, say, Fabinho, Keita and Oxlade?
Listen, City, Man City have the best, a better team, player for player.
Better squad.
Better
definitely squad.
Player for player.
No, I don't agree.
No, I would say, for me, they've got the better squad. I wouldn't say necessarily the better squad, because I think their back line is trash.
No, but maybe not player for player, that's strong, because that's saying that they have 11 and we have, say, 9 or whatever. So player for player is a bit strong, but...
But I take your point.
And Edison is massively overrated, just for the sake of it.
You know, he kept a good few clean sheets, Edison.
He's a decent shot stopper, and he's got good vision.
I think he comes out quick.
As an all-round goalkeeper, there's massive holes in his game. But anyway.
Let's not talk about City. We're 23, 26 points ahead of them. Fuck City.
So back to... Back to the Chelsea game.
I was a little bit disappointed in that first goal that Giroud scored, because I mean the goals before that, I mean, we've sat on this podcast and we've begged for the real Naby Keita to stand up. Begged for him to stand up, and he was...
I've created a monster.
Yeah, because nobody wants to see Naby. And for me, in the first half, he stepped up. He was the player that I think we signed.
He's my guy.
I think, just so you know, this guy scouted him on YouTube. he learned German. I went
to a few games in Germany. No, he's my guy. But there's no doubt he is disappointed. I don't think it's been all his fault. I think he's been... Some fans have been harsh. I think it's hard sometimes for players to come over and adapt and stuff like that. I haven't always enjoyed the way Klopp managed him, in terms of, I think he should have started every game since the
Everton game.
Yeah, since we've come back from the break,
since the lockdown, every
yeah.
day.
Yeah, I think he played well. It's like he seems like he'll have a good game, and then he will be dropped for like not one game but two games and stuff like
maybe
that.
He'll get injured.
Yeah, he'll get injured or something like that. So I think it's been hard for him to. But in terms of just pure talent, you watch the guy play. His touches, control on the ball. You've heard Milner talk about this guy in training and stuff like that. He is hands down our most talented player. He hasn't necessarily shown it. Talented midfielder, sorry, let me correct myself.
Talented player, it's been a while.
But you can see, and I also believe sometimes the IQ of some of our other midfielders is not always done. So I think I can see him trying to do things, and I don't think he's necessarily always on the same wavelength.
I agree that he tries things that not any of our midfield would try, and where they don't come off, obviously sometimes...
Oh, let me contradict you then. That doesn't mean it's IQ, because IQ also means doing the right thing for the team and doing the right sensible thing. You can say attacking flair if you want.
I'm talking about in terms of building an attack. So if you pass a ball and you take a position, or you know what I mean, you expect the other player to move into a certain position so you can shift the ball around and create triangles and stuff like that. I can see sometimes it will quickly lay off a pass at a certain angle and move, and the other person's kind of like, if he's Winnie, for example, he's a bit hesitant, so he'll check back, and then that particular triangle.
I'll tell you where he's been unlucky since he's been playing in the last few weeks and playing well. It's that Firmino hasn't always been on form, because Firmino is the wall pass man. And I noticed the Arsenal game when he came on, he just fizzed it into him. I'm like watching him get off my feet as he's running towards the box, and it's going to be a hard pass, but Firmino's done it like this sometimes, and he's passed it behind him, or and it didn't work out. And I think he's been unlucky that he's trying his best. You know, like when you're trying to get in the team and everyone's like, well, win the league in a minute, or we've won it.
The thing is, it might not work out. He might not fit into our system long term, but he's one of them guys. You could see that if he's dropped into the right system, that he would be an absolutely.
I think he needs to play in a 10 role, Naby. I think I'd love to see him in that 10 role. I think him behind the front three.
You know what I like about him? He's always looking, if he gets into that 10 thingy, he's always looking for the pass.
Yeah, the forward.
He's just to slide, you know what I mean? He's always got that. So he's thinking.
There was one pass he tried to slide Mane in and got cut out, but he out of all of our midfielders, he seems the one to have the eye to look for that pass and try to find it. And I think that's what makes him a bit like Marmite to some fans, because he tries those things and they don't always come off, and so fans get a bit agitated with him. That's just my personal
opinion. Rather you try it and it fail.
Yeah, me too. I'm of that same opinion.
I'm not going to have a go at Winnie, I'm just saying, but you do the hesitant thing where you run all the way up to the box and you hesitate, you check back and pass it. That winds me up more than the player attempting the pass.
I was going to say, the actual criticism of him is, for me, is different. I actually think he doesn't try that stuff enough. I don't see where there's too much criticism for him for trying stuff that hasn't worked out, because he doesn't do anything. I think that people get frustrated that he's not doing anything. And I said it in last podcast, I think it's a perception thing. So you got the two number eights, and like it could be Henderson, or it could be Ronaldo, or it could be Ronaldo and Milner. And they're just going to do their job of protecting the fullbacks who come and bring the creativity, right? When Oxlade-Chamberlain and Keita play, you're expecting them to do something. Do you know what I mean? And when they don't do it, it's problems. However, we might have won the game. And they come off after 7 minutes, and Klopp's happy with them. And we're like, oh, no, it didn't really work out.
You should have scored a goal. You should have done
an assist. But actually, did they do their job?
Yeah, I think with all the players, and I do, I include myself in this, when I criticise players sometimes, I think sometimes we forget that when they're playing, they're playing to a particular task. Like Klopp has given them a job.
So when
you don't see them, like Winnie, I give him criticism sometimes, but it's clear that sometimes
hindsight, he was the right person.
He was doing something.
Yeah. I hope that when Klopp leaves Liverpool, that we get an insight into his mindset and the roles that he set for certain players, just to put some of these arguments and thoughts to bed. Do you get what I'm saying? I hope Anfield South get that interview with Klopp. And we can ask those questions, because
oh, that'd be fun. Buy him a couple of beers and
Do you know what? Because I just want to know. Because that's what I feel like. Not that he restricts players, but like you said, Liverpool winning is dependent on a system, and in that system, everybody has a role, a job, if you like. And if you don't do your role, your job, the system doesn't work, the results don't come. So I believe a man like Wijnaldum, for argument's sake, has changed his game in order to fit what Klopp has asked him to do, which in turn benefits Liverpool. So I would love that question to be put to Klopp. Not now, because I don't want everyone to know the trade secrets, but when he retires, when he leaves in 2024.
I'm hoping next season, I don't know if we're going to sign anybody, but I'm hoping we can bring back 2017 attack with this defence, man, because...
Klopp wants the whole team to defend, remember?
No, I get that. I wouldn't mind letting in one or two more goals to see...
What, the Suarez...
The first season, the front three were together.
Oh, okay.
And then with Coutinho behind for 6 months.
I was watching some footage the other day. Some of the football we played was just glorious, I'm telling you. I remember, I think it was Hoffenheim at home. I'm not sure.
Chan scored that goal
when it was just one touch.
But at the moment, I'm happy just to wait every two or three games for a wonderful goal, because we're doing them. That wasn't the only breakaway goal we scored yesterday, Oxlade-Chamberlain's. We've done that again.
No, but you know what it is? We're champions, man. I'm being greedy.
That's what I'm saying. But you're still...
A little bit extra gravy on my plate, you know what I mean?
Getting those goals. You are still getting... We've scored some wonderful goals this season.
That's true.
Let's stick to Naby's wonderful goal, man. Let's do him some justice on that goal,
Let me take that first, because he was... You saw that turn he done, which was like Fowler against Villa in 96.
See ya.
Yeah. Boom. Steve Thornton, right? He's gone. He's running towards them. Mane's going left. He's got Salah and Firmino. And he left the ball behind. And that was the thing that when he is showing his talent, you get frustrated. I get frustrated. That's how I start. Okay, all right. And then this time, what I liked about his body language, it was obvious. Mm. When he got the second go, I was like that straight away. I swear. Yeah,
what was the collective for me? It was a shoot.
I could see a goal coming.
Yeah, me and the boys I have to agree. I saw it.
It was a collective shoot. Yeah. I was just saying shoot. And
he wasn't going to pass up the opportunity. The power he
got in that shot and the back.
Somebody upset him before the game.
Yeah.
Somebody upset him.
His foot ended up level with where his head was. Like, it was crazy.
Or are we reading too much? It's just maybe fitness and playing. Do you remember the drive against Burnley? That was on the end of a third game in a row. The left foot in his first season.
The thing is, there's so many variables. It could be anything.
You gotta play. Do you know what I mean?
I think game time.
And he smiled like you know, everyone was. They knew what it meant.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it was an important goal. I know, like it's like a strange time.
Well, it was 50-50 in the game up to that point.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
And
Chelsea were playing great football.
They wanted to win, didn't they?
You know what I do like about him? I think what separates him from our other midfielders is that his touch in terms of. You know those players that will have a first touch, which is a precursor to a certain move. So he will touch it and move it a certain way, where he knows a player's incoming or knows a stomach's about to pop off, and he will leave himself in a position where he can either leave somebody dead, and he creates space and chances just through clever first touch or stuff like that. Which I think Fabinho can do it sometimes. But like you won't really see too many times. Winnie does it sometimes, but not consistently. Mm. But you'll see him receive the ball in a certain way, which just
because in a way it's you're still taking a chance, aren't you? Because you're doing extra stuff. Yeah. You're doing like you're putting like the extra gravy on to save half a second, well, a millisecond. This is the stuff that kids are learning these days in these academies, and it's new football. Like now it's like you have skill. You need to beat your player one-on-one, you're expected to. Yeah. And you open up the space, and we've got one of those players now. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Great.
Stubby stays fit, man. And
that's it. That's the hope for him, that he stays fit. Do you know what I mean? And he can be that guy that we need, man. You know
and I had no complaints about him coming off this time because he looked knackered.
That's what I wanted to say. Mm. Towards the second half, and the second, he kind of went missing a bit. He kind of faded a little bit.
And that's
bit.
Fine because if he's going to be... Like, because he's been winning a lot of the ball. He's pressing and he's getting it. So if he's going to do that and say, you know what, play flat out for an hour and be box to box.
I'll take that. We've got enough in our ranks, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'll take that. So that was a great first goal. And then we want to talk about the second. Who scored the second goal?
Trent. Should we talk about the free kick?
Yeah, that was it, yeah. Let's touch on it because before we started filming, guys, we were talking to Dan, who's an avid Chelsea fan, and he was adamant that wasn't a foul from Kovacic, on Mane. Well, let's try for a minute, if we can, to take off our Liverpool hats,
I was going to say, Dan, it wasn't a foul. Can we have a discount, please? He won the ball. There might have been a touch after.
The thing is, I can see why it was given as a foul. If I was a Chelsea fan, I'd be... pissed, but I remember Chelsea coming to Liverpool and Malouda running into Finnan and getting a penalty. So,
I'd see it as he won the ball, but I feel like when you come through the man to win the ball, which he caught him, it was
a faint touch.
He caught the ball, but he caught him afterwards. Yeah. The ref always gives it.
Mm. But the thing is, the problem is, what Mané went over a bit easy after because it was kind of a bit of a delay.
It wasn't easy. He put a lot of effort into it.
He did. He felt the touch, and then he thought, "Oh yeah, shit, gotta go down." Yeah.
But the problem is, nowadays it seems like referees are conditioned to seeing that. So if you don't do that, you don't get.
That's the problem. Chris, you took it out right out of my mouth. If he doesn't go down like that or down at all,
he doesn't get a free kick.
He doesn't get the free kick for just a little stumble and going, rah. You know what I'm saying? It's not a foul. I haven't blown. Carry on. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's mad. This debate has been happening a long time, like penalties, X, Y, and Z. Mm. Refs need to start giving things, even when players don't go down.
Yeah,
if players know they'll get it without going down, they'll stop going down.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's simple, but because if you carry on, you're finished. You don't get the foul.
Like, I think Salah gets wrestled to the ground almost every game.
Let's talk about Salah. Yeah. For me, there was a blatant foul in there.
They should have had a penalty against Rudiger. Rudiger stepped into
You can't step in front of a player.
Stepped into
if you know he's going to come full pelt, you have to either get up to speed or get out of the way. Mm. Like, you can't
step into your
steps across. If the Rudiger stays still and Salah runs into him, I can say, all right, cool. But when you make a sidestep,
he stepped into him, 100%.
This was in the first few minutes, was it?
There was two.
That was a nice little run as well.
I can't remember what I said, but he definitely stepped into him.
It's crazy.
And Mane was close. They said they ran into him. The commentators that reckoned it was Carragher who was like, he ran into him. But I thought that could have been a
penalty. I don't know about the Mane one, but I thought the Salah was 100%
penalty. Yeah, me too. I'm with you, Chris.
I think he stepped into his path. So,
and then Trent.
But anyway, yeah. So Mane goes down, free kick, and Trent, wow. Just.
Can I.
Wait. Before we eulogise about Trent, yeah, let's just quickly say, was the keeper in the wrong for that?
I was just about to talk about him. Now, I feel sorry for Kepa. I don't think he's a great goalkeeper, but
he came with a hefty price tag.
He's not a goalkeeper. The reason why I feel sorry for him, I think he should change his name to Top Bins. Because I have never seen a goalkeeper get that many screamers hit and where you can't save them.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people say, oh, he should have saved that. You look at the Sturridge one.
Was that Sturridge? Yeah. That was
At Stamford Bridge.
Yeah, that's last year.
That's probably one of the best strikes I've seen
in my
life.
The Zaha one, which he got criticised for. Mm. Man hit the ball. He used his soul for that. And put the Holy Spirit I'm telling you. And that ball was moving. That ball was alight and they fell over the place. That was not an easy goal to...
So people don't like Kepa. Strikers don't like Kepa. Is that what it is?
Bro, I don't know
you
what
reckon it is. There's like a strikers
I'm going to embarrass you today.
Salah's goal.
Against Chelsea. Yeah.
I don't know what it... He can't save these games.
Yeah, he does. When you
was
think
he
about
when Rashford hit that one,
mate, I don't know what it is about this guy.
He does get buried,
but
he
gets criticised for some goals that I'm like, you're not saving that. Mm. Alisson wouldn't save that. No, Alisson's a dud, but he wouldn't have saved some of the goals that he. So I feel sorry for him. But the free kick was tasty.
Wow, the whippage.
Is it the way because he is now standing even more to the side? And it's confusing the
I think he knows he can bend it, he's aiming for outside the post to whip
it back. You've got to set it outside to come back in. The whippage, because the wall's there, you've got to set it out to come and
because Sunez and Barnes.
Seriously.
They were like, oh, I like my goalie to dive. It didn't really make much sense.
No. There was much whip on that ball.
The pace on it, people. You know what it is?
No, because I was going to get my strawberries out. That's how much whip there was on that motherfucker. Like, listen, no, we have to. I just can't get over it, bro.
No, what it is because where it ended up, the ball ended up, or it's kind of a bit inside. Mm. People think it came from outside. Yeah, it's like that Carlos goal with
Carlos.
Bartes was standing there looking at it like,
you know,
taking pictures.
Chris, you know what's promising about that goal? Was that it was identical to the Palace one, right? Was it Palace?
Yeah, Palace scored a free kick.
So that means if you're now doing identical goals, then
your technique is getting there. Your but point. You think about it, the way he hits the ball, he should be able to score free kicks. The guy...
Listen,
it's now 5 or 6.
I can't.
He's 21.
How old is Trent?
21.
Just so I get. I thought I was going to say 20. The kid is 21.
I know.
The kid.
He's won everything.
21. Forget what he's won. His technique is of a level of a guy that's been playing in the game.
Yeah.
Level.
Because you improve.
This is why when I watch.
And he's only getting better.
Like when
it's
Beckham.
Scary.
When Beckham came through, 97, 96, 97. I didn't know it was about the crossing. That wasn't what was much with Man United. So I'd only see it coming. But he reached a peak, didn't he? Mm. He actually reached a peak of like precision. Trent's, how can he, get, what's going on? What is going on?
Do you know what it is with Trent? I just feel like if you give him a few yards, he can whip that ball and put someone's name on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like Beckham had that about him, but I just feel like Trent can, I don't know. Trent just does
Trent,
it from everywhere.
Trent can
anywhere.
Use, and the thing is, Trent can use both feet.
Yeah. Trent can use both feet.
He volleyed it yesterday, half volley, left foot.
He can use both feet.
I don't know, man. Listen.
I think, for example, Wan-Bissaka is a very good defender, but as footballers, they're not on the same tier.
No.
Trent's attacking play and is way.
The one thing I like
him,
I wouldn't even say improve.
Sorry, Paul. Why is that even a conversation?
Because people.
Trent and Wan-Bissaka, why is that a conversation?
Because Man United are a rival, so. They got from
you on Facebook too much, man. I've heard that.
It's got Facebook, go out there.
The only person, one of my mates, Chris, who's a Chelsea fan, he knows his football. The only person he says come close to him is Reece James. Do you know what I mean? Who could possibly in the future? Because you can see Reece James as a baller. Do you know what I mean?
He's a good footballer, but I don't think he's
on the level of the whip. But he's all around him. Well, most of my Trent, but anyway, but he can whip it in, and you know, blah blah. That's what I'm saying. He's alone. Trent is alone. Mm. He's alone in world football.
Yeah, there's no
he's
right
21
back.
Years
yeah,
old.
No
he's
right
broken
back
records. He's scoring free kicks. Mm. He's doing his crossfield passes every time. This midfield conversation comes from, obviously he's a scouser, we want another Gerrard, he's played in the youth team, centre midfield, he's got the ability.
I don't actually want him in the midfield.
But do you need him there?
I don't want him in the
midfield. I don't need him there. And the thing is, he's good enough as a defender. People talk about his defending.
He's improved.
He's a good enough defender to be in that team. He doesn't have to be a world-class defender. He's a world-class player. And at this point in time, despite whatever deficiency you might find in him, you have to say he's a world-class player.
But this is us, right? So we talk about, take read between the lines of his interviews. He's not even hiding that he wants to play centre midfield. Because you'd just say, no, I love right back. Like, you know, Andy Robinson wouldn't say, oh, I'll play anyway. He's like, I'm a left back.
But I just feel like, for me, I don't feel like, right, whilst Trent can play there, has he got the eye for a pass? I'm talking along the ground. Yeah, he can whip a ball. Because we don't play with those kind of wingers
anymore. You have
to
get used to
it,
don't
you? Where he plays wide and he can whip a ball in. Do you get what I'm saying? So, if he plays an essential sort of midfield problem, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
the problem he has, though, with the midfield situation is that Jones is looking good, so I don't know which way
is it worth it. Yeah,
there's space for him to play there, man. You're just gonna have to play.
But Henderson's not gonna last for. You know what's interesting? Henderson's 29. Ronaldo's 29. Looking for a contract.
I thought Henderson was older than that. How old is he?
Maybe, maybe 30. Cater's not still. In a way, jury's out because we're talking about the system. Even though we're now saying, okay, now he's looking decent. So there could be a place for Trent in the future. Do you know what I mean?
I'm with Slim, man. I won't stare right back.
No, I'm just thinking. Also, if you look at read between the lines,
I think you're forcing it if you try and put it in midfield.
I'm just like theorizing, right? Look at how Williams keeps playing now, and Williams is a good footballer. Do you know what I mean? So there could be an option. There's some prediction. Yeah, I've got a feeling you in the League Cup this season, and you'll see the news reports. The journalists saying it because they'll be leaked.
I bet you
that you'll see Trent play in the League Cup. Send him
the
field,
problem is
the first
he's
game.
Too good.
I'm just saying.
That's the problem. If your manager Klopp probably thought about, let me put him in. No, not after that ball. Look what Bobby was just Chris, standing there. He just, like, you know.
Bro, I'm not saying I want him.
No, I know. I get what you're saying. I know what you're saying
because with right back as well, he's got so much space and so much time. I mean, we talked about it before. McManaman and BT Sports talked about it in the Champions League. It's revolutionary. Like, what more do you want? No one's pressing you, really. And you've got the whole space. I just think he's going to play in midfield. I think he wants to play in midfield.
What game was it? Was it when he hit that crossfield ball with the outside of his book right across
City?
Right across the 89-yard book. Was it Everton game where he just...
And then Robertson...
Stop it, man.
Robertson set up and they scored. It was a goal that Kate started
floating
from a goal.
It.
I don't think his skill set suits the midfield that we play, personally, my opinion. And like I said, we don't play wingers that fly.
I've just had an epiphany.
So I don't want to see him in midfield.
I've just had an epiphany.
Oh, here we go.
Listen to this.
Here we go.
This is going to be the evolution of Liverpool Football Club. I bet you it's going to be Trent in midfield, and this before Klopp leaves, the system changes and Bruce is up front, and it'll be like Gerard and Owen, Gerard and Torres. Watch it. 2-3 seasons. That'll be the evolution of the club.
I don't care as long as Trent, the cups keep coming.
Trent and Bruce. Trent and Bruce.
If it brings trophies, I'm all for it, mate. You know
I'll
mean?
Tell you what, though. Talk about trophies. I think it was Naby had a post where he had all four of the cups.
Yeah.
Just lined up. That made me feel good.
Right, let's hold that. Let's,
anyway.
Let's finish these goals. Good. Man. Let's finish these goals, man. We're only not goal number two, man. That's
what I mean. That's
cool.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
cool. Goal number three, man. Who scored after?
Winnie.
Opportunity.
Yeah,
goal.
A bit of a ping
I
bomb.
Think it would have been a penalty anyway.
Put pressure on them, corner. Kozovic, everyone's ducking out of the way of the ball these days.
What is
it?
And then
they it was the bad defending from Chelsea, wasn't it? Yeah.
It's not like they play with mitre balls. It's like these beach balls.
It's not pigskin.
Yeah, exactly. Four United players.
That goal was a bit fortuitous, really, wasn't it? Because obviously,
I think it would have been a penalty if he didn't have penalty.
Yeah, it looked like a penalty because they all stopped. And
maybe
he just banged it in.
Maybe so, but you know what? Nice of Winnie to put it away in it, and it's always good to see Wijnaldum get a goal. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I'm sure it done his confidence.
He struck it cleanly.
Because he had one before that, didn't it? Where Calman, he sort of did he head it and he headed it over. Was that him?
Yeah, headed it over.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost like he's got no spatial awareness. It's like he feels that players are on top of him when because sometimes he's got like acres of space and time,
and he acts like he's a man on him straight away.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it's weird, but yeah. Good to see.
Yeah, no, I'm happy.
He played well.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Second half, I thought he was. First half, I thought he was a bit quiet. Second half, I think he came into his own. I think he was good, really good in the second half.
Mm. And then
they scored,
but we discussed the jury goal. I think, like we said, bit of bad defending there from us. And then obviously we second half come up, we get the fourth, which comes from
a classic
whippage,
great
man.
Whippage again
last
from
two
Trent.
Seasons. Yeah,
and Bobby gets that hoodoo off his back of no goal at Anfield.
Great
since,
timing.
What was it since
March 2019 in the Premier League?
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
good omen. Good omen yeah. for next season. Yeah, ending so it like that.
He needed that goal. Bobby did. Mm. He definitely needed, because could you imagine if he went. Like to the end of this season, into next season, still have not.
And when they do
Anfield.
It, they make it really hype. Yeah, it hasn't scored for 6 years.
They would have
made
the longest. They would have
two games.
They would have made used the longest statistic to make it look as long as possible in it. And yeah,
forgetting it was a global pandemic.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? they would have used hours in it.
Yeah,
been that many minutes since. You know what I mean? But no, it was nice for Bobby to score and get on the score sheet. Do you know what I mean? And then we have to discuss it. Christian Pulisic comes on the pitch. Wow.
Thank God.
But we shouldn't be surprised. Klopp bought him. Klopp brought him to Dortmund. He's a Klopp player.
I originally wasn't that. Do you remember, shout out to Leo? I think when Leo was in this, he wasn't very fond of Mane for some reason for a while.
Yeah.
And he was like, Pulisic, we could get Pulisic and then Mane will have to work for his place. I was like, what are you talking about? But anyway, shouted him out. Yeah, Pulisic.
No, I think most people have always, like, he's been on the radar. For a lot of teams, I'm surprised we didn't take
a gamble on him
because I think if
money Klopp, in it.
No, it because I think
75
at one point,
million, 80 million.
Is that what they wanted?
I'm sure
is that what the transfer?
I think
they pay for him.
I'm sure it was about 80 million.
They paid 80 million for him.
It's big money, bro. Are
you sure? You know, well,
big money.
I thought it was less than that. I thought it was about 40 something.
Nah.
Do you know what? Yeah, didn't Klopp say before he left Dortmund that he wasn't going to raid them? Didn't it? Wasn't that his like little verbal agreement? Maybe he wanted him.
Such a nice guy.
Maybe that was his thing, innit? Because you said he didn't want to leave them wounded or anything like that. So
yeah, but they're a selling club, though. I mean, I mean,
that's a good. That's what I was just about to do. You can Google the price, no problem, man. Google solves all arguments.
Yeah, true. No, I won't argue. I just
for some reason
I got it into my head that he was. I didn't realize he was that much money.
You're not on the Wi-Fi.
Nah, I haven't been in for it.
Come on, man. Let me see if
what
I
was
the
game?
Yeah,
let's keep talking.
Yeah, I'm not.
No, but anyway, he came on and. They upped it. They brought on Hudson-Odoi as well. Who else did they bring on?
Tammy Abraham.
Them little guys, man. We play football against them little guys, man. They're annoying. They just run
Pulisic did for the first goal, like.
But guy's got talent. He's got talent.
Wow. He done. Gomez. He done. No, it was someone. It was someone. I can't remember who it was.
It was Trent.
No, okay. It was someone before Trent.
57 million.
Okay, there you go. It was someone before Trent. He done Trent. And then he nutmegged.
It would have been like whoever's in
probably
the field.
Probably Fabinho. I think
it might have been
a Fabinho. Then he done Trent.
And it was a nutmeg.
And then he nutmegged
Gomez.
The
nutmeg was sick. My kids were like, ah!
And then the ball he played for Tammy
Beautiful.
Abraham. Like,
yeah.
You think Alisson had no chance because the curve on the ball was going
away from him.
Yeah. So
my brethren won, but the Chelsea one, he was like, so excited. He's a varsity boy. I was like, calm down, what do you mean? Oh, he's one of those straight A guys. No drinking. Could do everything.
He looks like it.
Yeah. Do all the sports like Christian. You know, like just like straight down the line. I'm going to do it like army man. And it's true.
What's with Tammy Abraham's hair, man? It looks like them things from Men in Black. You know those little brown things that are smoking? Hey, what's wrong with Tammy's hair? But, hey,
I don't know. He must have gone to France, man. Them black dudes from France. They got some jacked up hairstyles. What that was about.
No, good goal from Pulisic. And then the second goal, like, wow. It was a great ball. I think it might come from Reece James. The ball might come over from the right back
It was a defending. Yeah. Isn't it when Gomez went into...
Yeah, but they went into each other. But the ball comes into Pulisic.
But what was Gomez doing over there?
Held his position. I don't know what
that
he was
doing. That was a madness.
Yeah, if he'd have held his
Let's
position.
Let's not talk about the Keystone Cops here. Let's allow it in it. But he takes it down in the area and I knew
I knew he was going to score. Because already it was a goal scoring
Trent
game.
Trent couldn't touch him. He's in a box. You could see Trent was afraid to like.
And he took his time and he rifled it. And
he's a quality player. And like I said, I don't know what they're doing over there, but how he should be the first name on the team sheet, him and Kante. Yeah, guy's a wicked player.
Yeah, where was he's Kante? He's injured.
I think he's injured for the rest of the season.
But yeah, I mean, they've got Isaac. For me, I think he's got a higher ceiling than Zayt is. Zayt, players who traditionally come from the Dutch league don't always work out in the Prem. So, I mean, I know everybody's guessed about him, and they guessed about his performances in the Champions League, which were outstanding. But there is no guarantee that that guy's going to come into the Premiership and replicate that because all these pretty.
They got too many players. Top, like,
I don't think they needed. With Pulisic there, I don't think they needed. Like, I think.
But you know what? It's like.
36 mil, though, Euro. Like, yeah, wow, of course.
I wanted
like,
us to get him, man.
Yeah, but it's like with any team, innit? You want competition. You want guys fighting it out,
innit? After all that, you always said he's gone. I wish I wanted us to get him.
Hater.
Anyway, no, back joking. To Liverpool.
You know
what?
Yeah, so that's 4-3. And then you're thinking, I don't know about you boys, but I was thinking, are we just going to hang on here? Like, do you know what I mean? Because like,
I thought it was going
to a few changes, like nil, nil, and all that. But I can't even bother to go through the changes. But yeah, and then
it's like pinging the ball about.
Yeah,
but when then Curtis Jones came on, and my kids are like, oh, dad, do Curtis Jones is on the Black McManaman, like teasing me. I'm like, what's the boy? And I just think the boy is tremendous.
He's a wicked player. He's a very good player. He's maturing very, very quickly. Because I remember watching him about in preseason about 2 years ago, and I thought, yeah, he was all right, but he is maturing.
He actually had a start in January last year. And it was against Wolves and we lost in the FA Cup. You forget that. It didn't work out too well. One of my mates, this is the guy you're talking about. Like, and I'm
see, like even, like, I'll tell you what, the thing that impressed me, like, the people might have been more impressed by the goal he scored the other day. I can't remember who he scored against. But for me, Burnley. Him leaving the ball and allowing Ox to hit it says more about his game than any goal he would have scored.
It was classic. For me, it was like a classic.
Hold on. Sorry to play devil's advocate. Did he leave it because he wanted to leave it or because he had no choice but to leave
it? I think he was slightly behind him.
I
think he recognised that it was slightly behind him. But if Salah was in the same position, Salah's still trying to hit that, even if it's on the back of his head.
Or even an Aguero. Like, if you're not, I'm even call it greedy. Like, you're even right to say, you know what? Because we needed the goal, the chance to score wasn't going to be easy. You could have tried to stop, control it, and done anything. Mm. But trust me, the boy reminds me of like a. He reminds me of Michel Platini. Honestly, go on YouTube and type in Platini. Yeah, on Babusa goals. And Platini, that guy is my favourite. Serious, listen. Because like, I want him to play. I actually like him top left. Because when you got a top left player who's right, then they can come inside and then create. And it's basically playmaker position. But Klopp obviously wants him in midfield. Because when Ox came on yesterday, Ox went up right top. And you know he wants to play in midfield. I was thinking, why didn't you just put Ox in midfield, Jones left, and Mane right? But they left it and it worked.
He drives into the box.
He passes, he runs into space. He can move. The guy is the mixed race Steve McManaman as well. Like, when he's on the ball, sort of kind of gangly, he can cover the space. And
I want to call him gangly.
Not gangly, but anyway, I'm going a bit too aesthetic here. But anyway, the ball bounces from the corner, and I actually thought, said, because they're going to equalise here. I just thought they were going to whip it in. I was like, I was going to go straight in. Rudiger's going
to
score.
Oh, it comes to Mane, doesn't it?
Bounces to Jones because the ball always lands at Jones's feet. If you watch, it always comes to him. Left foot to Mane, and then Mane and Robertson together. Mm. They're like,
Robertson skipped that challenge nicely. He could have gone down because obviously with minutes to go, you could play for time, but he skips the challenge. In that position, he like reminded me of what Mane would do. You know what I'm saying? The way he skipped the challenge. So yeah, and then he whips it in, and then
Mane was outstanding.
He's like, let it go.
No, yeah.
It's... And I love that finish mark, and I love Ox's celebration. A bit of like, you know, he's on the bench. He's in and out.
You can tell he gets.
He's always like that though. I do like his enthusiasm for the game. I like the guy. He's a very likable. I don't know him, but he seems like a very likable type of personality. Mm-hmm. So I do like his energy there.
We've got a lot of, I think in the club, going back to Trent, his interview, he's so relaxed in front of the camera. Mm. I was saying on WhatsApp, I was like, forget about everyone saying about future captain. Forget that. Future manager, maybe. Wow. Because
he's 21. Let's leave him on the pitch for now, man.
He's 21.
Okay. But I'm just talking about. What I'm praising him about him in the future is one of the reasons why he's good now, in my opinion.
Future Socrates.
It's Socrates, sick player as well. You can check it out on YouTube. Brazil captain. You spoke 40 a day, and he was a doctor.
Stay healthy, guys.
We don't condone it.
Anyway,
put the cigarettes down.
Anyway, Yeah, because he's mature and he obviously must be taking things on board and like he's got the right mentality. And you know, it's the
I'm not going to rubbish what you're saying. Of course, possibly, but for now, let's just focus on him
I'm just saying. There is one player I wanted to speak about.
Hold on, before you do that, can I just
Salah,
say
Mohamed Ox. Salah?
Ox. No, no, we're not going to do. No, we're not. No,
no one, negatives.
One second. Ox joining the list of Arsenal players to leave and actually win the Premier League. You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, was it Van Persie?
Van Persie.
Nazri.
Yeah, Nazri.
There's one more.
Touré, maybe? Can I talk? But you already won it.
No, no, no. There's one more. I'm saying it's not Van even Percy. A big list. No, I said Van Persie already.
Well, you can say Yaya Touré because he was a trial there, isn't it?
Was he?
Yeah,
Fabregas. Fabregas.
Oh, that's a Barca though, isn't it?
Fabregas. No, he went to Chelsea.
Okay,
Chelsea.
Yeah.
Training, obviously, the whole club's like one giant training ground.
But listen, let's quickly talk about Salah. And the reason why I'm going to say quickly is because I don't want to hear too many negatives, because what we've achieved this season would not have been possible without
his mentality
yeah.
So and his I'm going to provide. Focus. I'm going to provide balance. So I was talking to Paul about this yesterday. Now, for me, it's got to the point where there are two different sellers.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is an outstanding player, an absolutely beast of a player. And there's another seller who, when he gets in sight of any records or anything like that, just tries too hard to score rather than let the goal come to him. And I think the last two games, I think he's played that way. And it's frustrating because
his one-on-one was...
He would get the goal. He would get, in my opinion, if he relaxed, he would get the goal he's looking for. But sometimes he seems to be looking for it so much that it just...
I think the reason one of it, and I've said it before, is that there's probably a lot of pressure. Like sometimes in certain countries where life is not always as a whole amazing, sport and culture can bring joy to people. And I think he's taken that role on as the King of Egypt. And it sometimes puts him in. Yeah, he's doing the well. I think he's raining.
I think that's the Salah. The Salah you're talking about there is a Salah that Chris, the first Salah Chris was talking about, the one who's an exceptional player, a well-rounded human being, and an idol to his people in his home country. But I think the player that Chris really wants to talk about is a second Salah, the one that who does get that single-minded, that single-track mind, but and sees a record. I agree with you. There was a point there he was through and got, he could have squared it. I think Mane was out wide. Yeah. Firmino was in the middle, and he did some crazy toe poke, and it went.
It's like he gave up on the shot.
Yeah, it was
no,
crazy.
It's like he won't use his right, and I've seen him use his right. His right's not that bad.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, that's
his right is not that bad. Right. So I mean, the thing is, if you're not confident in hitting it with your right, then he should have passed it. It wasn't like a terrible thing where he had to pass it. I'm not going to go in on that.
He should have gone through.
The better option was to pass it.
To pass it.
Are we talking about when he sort of toe pokes it and you think, what?
And it goes wide, goes wide.
No, I think the better option was to move the ball onto your fucking right foot and bury it. What are you doing? Like, you're through on goal.
Yeah, but so I'm saying, it's clear that he hasn't got confidence in his right.
He could even, you could even put your body across the ball, and I think there's a slight bit of pressure there. He puts himself that he wants to bring the golden boot back. Did you know what I think it is? It's like, go for the golden goal. I think it's more than that. Golden boot.
I think it's simpler than that. I think technically he's not the greatest striker of the ball. I think he gets a lot of goals because of his endeavour and
his movement.
And his movement and stuff like that.
But he's not a natural finisher.
Yes,
I'd agree with you with that one. So his movement is what gets him the goals. Yeah. He gets into positions, allowing him to score those goals.
Because if you look at the way he takes penalties, for example, steps around it and hammers it.
Yeah, he's not a natural finisher.
So that's why I think he attempted to score in that way. But like I said, I've tried to be measured before I've gone off the rails and gone in Salah, because I like football played a certain way. And sometimes he does play like that. That goal he set up for Mane against, who was it? The one-touch pass. We beat
West Ham?
Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
If he did that, or was in that mindset for most of it, he would get his 45 goals again, and Mane would get his goals, and Firmino would get his goals. The only time I don't like Salah is where he does that, or I dislike his game, should I say. He seems like a fantastic human being. His game is when he does this thing where it's all about scoring. He just wants to score. It's like, Firmino needs to borrow some of what Salah has, because I think there was an incident
yesterday.
Oh, yeah, where he should have spit it and he's looking for someone else. Yeah,
crazy. Who put him through?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Salah. It was a great move. Do you know what I mean? It was a great move.
Do you know what, Chris? I have to take my hat off to you because you never once called him greedy, and I'm sick and tired of hearing that word.
Nah, he's not greedy.
This is the thing is, he can be at times, but all good strikers need to be greedy. Selfish. Mm-hmm. No, I think there's a difference between selfish and greedy.
Greedy
is when you ain't passing no matter what, and there's like 10 men on you, and you're like, the man's standing there going, give me the ball, man.
You're right. That's selfish.
You've got to be selfish.
A good striker has to have that single track mind at
100%. You have to have the single track mind. But
on the whole, just to summarize, and like I said, without Salah's mindset and him pissing us off in certain situations, would we be able to be so smiley now? We wouldn't.
We're good. This is why we can nitpick. This is why I don't understand when people say, don't say that about the player. Don't say he hurt his feet. No. We're good. We're battering everybody. We want fame. What else are we going to talk about? Bobby's underwear. I ain't seen it. Have you? We got to talk about football, innit?
Yeah.
Nah. Great. Nah, yeah. Like we said, fourth goal. Bring it back. Ox. Nice to see him get a goal. And then obviously, game's done. I think Frank's a bit sad. I'd like to say, personally speaking, I found Frank a little bit disrespectful what he was saying to Klopp. I just think that's not cool for on the football pitch.
So was he talking to the coach first?
I think he was one of the coaches. Apparently it was Linders, and Pep Linders, and Klopp was trying to calm him down. I don't think he was talking to Klopp.
Yeah, but he told him to sit up and shut down. Shut up and sit
down. No, I think he was talking to...
Was he?
I think he was talking to the other guy.
He goes, tell him to keep quiet then.
Something like that.
And then when we scored, they were like... up.
Although he should know his place, because Klopp is the Kaiser, and
we're gonna have to talk about Klopp and what he's done for the club before we we've got time.
The Klopp and FSG need to get some credit as well, because they put the people in the right place to get Klopp for one. And the way we've won is being, you hear the players talk about it. They talk about the dinner ladies and all that. Do you know what I mean?
That is what we spoke about yesterday as well. Like the fact that the players were made to learn everybody's name, because the whole club as a whole is the whole...
moving in one direction.
It's the machine.
Mm. And Michael, the motherfucking man, Edwards, excuse my language, but that guy is a... I'm going to buy them glasses. I don't even wear glasses. I'm going to write them glasses. This guy is getting 20 million for Solanke.
He's doing great business for us.
Yesterday, Klopp must do like meditation or mindfulness or something, because mindfulness is when you sort of kind of like meditate and you try and put things away, what you've got no control over, to try and limit stress. And the way when yesterday Kelly Dalglish was like, trying to, get some of the emotion of there's no fan tip. And he's like, we can't change it. You can't change it. You can't change what's happened.
It is what it is.
So it is what it is.
You know what he said? Once this bullshit virus is gone, I was like, I quickly checked my watch. I goes, you can say that, innit? It's like 10 o'clock. It's half 10. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can say that.
No, because he knows how integral the fans are, the fan base is to the way the team... That, there's no, and this is actually part of the reason why we've fallen off slightly since the break, is that no other team feeds into their fans as much as Liverpool. Not in the top flight anyway.
That's what you were saying last time.
Not in the top six anyway. We feed, there's been plenty of games where we've been not playing well, and the fans are
as fans, as a fan base, the 12th man. Like, I've never really bought into that saying for most clubs, because I just feel like, what, really? I think for Liverpool, I think the 100%. Fan base, 100%.
You've heard opposing players talk about it. Yeah. I think, is it Ceballos was talking when he came in, he was
he was like,
it's madness the way you go there, because you can feel it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you get grounds where it's noisier. Like, I can't remember what Atletico's new ground is called. That place is like a...
The Metropolitano.
It's not the same energy. It's not that wave of emotion or people that are feeding into the team.
Our stadium in London looks beautiful. And when, after the virus and maybe after the economy, maybe they put it on a break, haven't they? When that other stand goes up, it just looks crisp, man. Everything about, I wouldn't call it branding, but we just look good at the moment.
That's what I'm trying to say. FSG, man.
I just hope that they keep... It's going to get into something a little bit different. I just hope they keep the tickets affordable, because I think that being a working man's club is what...
They're going to go up.
I know, but...
Yeah, but that's what's clever about them. They've always tapped into the Liverpool if you, again, if you want to call it like branding, or they're clever, and I think it's respectful. Do you remember about 2 or 3 years ago they said they're going to raise it?
Yeah, and they
Liverpool
didn't.
Fans pushed back.
Yeah, and they didn't. They said, and I hope they keep it that way, because
furlough.
That's what would take the soul out of it. If you price,
I think
you're saying you're like a socialist red Liverpool Labour from the 80s, sort of like we're
I think it's going to have to go up a little bit. I don't think
you need to keep it.
I think they've taken such a hit, it's going to have to go up a little bit.
I hope
all the wins that we've had, you know, for i.e. the Champions League and now the league, I hope
they're going to build another standard.
I hope that is enough to keep us on the level playing field and they don't hit the fans with
cheap tickets, man.
Yeah, because I just think that's the soul of the club, is the fans, and it's the working man, the average man. Do you know what I mean? The minute you start overpricing tickets, you end up with prawn sandwich brigades, as they like to be called,
and
you end up with an Emirates, if you, in my opinion. Do you know what I'm saying? And even an Old Trafford to a degree,
or you keep the same fan base, but you're kind of like taking advantage of them, because they will find the money somehow.
Yeah, they would. But
that's why I say I'm a little bit worried about the price of these Nike tops, because I've never seen Nike produce a kit for anybody that's less than like £70.
Let's not end it on a negative, talking about, you know, those kind of things. We can cover those things in due course, but for now, let's just bask in the glory that is the Premier League champions. And
yesterday, it's probably stupid because we know why we won the league, but I was starting to think, I think losing form made you go, oh, maybe we should buy a player. But yesterday, it was the last game, we're still untouchable. We're still untouchable. Hopefully defending has to, you know, probably focus and that, but we're still sick.
Where we won it.
I believe with this team, we could go to this into next season with this team and still you can't be, like, we got to remember is teams behind us, the best team behind us is 23 points or whatever it is there. I can't remember what it is. It's 20 odd points behind us. They've got to close a 23 point gap. Do you get what I'm saying? And then the team behind that has got an even bigger gap.
But the thing is, Klopp won't be thinking of him like that. Klopp will be like, we ain't got no, we're behind. We need to catch up. That's his mentality.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about what Klopp's mentality. I'm talking like, realistically, we're ahead.
And what you gain when you win like that? You gain mentality.
Yeah, yeah.
It's there. It's gonna be taken away. We're gonna be big team, a big game team again, and even more. I can see us taking each Premier League game and by the scruff of the neck and battering teams. I think sometimes Trent is so good, you can tell sometimes he looks bored. He looks bored. And yesterday he was like, "Well, my family are here," and he just showed up, mate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Can I ask, like, while we're here, before we go, what is the game, what game is it for you this season where you thought, this is ours?
Well, I was talking about from Christmas, if I can remember. I need to find out when. I think it was December.
I got my game, and I can remember the moment exactly.
Oh, at Villamani.
100%.
I don't think it was any certain game. I think every time City lost, and every time, the way we were playing, if I can find them, I was talking from December. And you know what about, you know,
you were, you know, because that's when we were, that's
don't
when
jinx
we were next
it.
Door.
I was like, we I was like,
yeah, you were talking, you no, were talking a lot.
League's
yeah.
done.
I no, said, I was yeah. nervous. I remember you said so that. Thing is, I was in two frames of mind. So when the Villa game thing, I thought, we're going to do this. But then I said, I always have like a little bit of insurance. So I said to myself, if we get through the period where we play Wolves, United and Tottenham, I think it was, and we don't lose, then it's 100%.
What about we came back from World Championships? We just caned Leicester.
Yeah. That was, I enjoyed that game. That is my favourite performance.
That was like Liverpool when we beat Nottingham Forest, that famous one. Tom Finney was like, that's the best performance he's ever seen.
Are you older than me? You're younger than me. Why are you?
It's just like VHS, right? You keep the tapes. When you're an only child, that's when you're watching the same tapes. I used to watch Argentina, Italy, 0-0 in the World Cup over and over again. There was no goals, just a penalty shootout.
Listen, to answer your question, I'm getting you off this nostalgia. Let me answer your question. I don't think for me there was one game. If I'm 100% honest with you, I always believed from the beginning we were going to win it. I was cautious openly, but inwardly, I always thought it was ours.
I thought we would win a title under Klopp. I just felt after last season, I was walking around my house like a madman. Yeah, 97 no. points. How would he win here? Talking to myself, people are walking by, the neighbors are looking at him through the window. This guy, 97 points.
Is he doing it again? The kids are like, there's a 97 man.
97 points. What is the postman knock on the door, parcel.
If I'm honest, I never thought, right, we're definitely gonna win it. I just thought we're sick, we're gonna go again, and it's gonna be us again. And point or two.
I had no idea. I told myself that because I had to because I was thinking, how? Man, get 97 points and don't win. How?
Listen, what was your game? What was the game that you said to yourself, we're definitely going to win it, man? Leave it below in the comments, man. Or equally, you know what I'm saying? The socials are up there, you know what I'm saying? Hit us on Instagram, hit us on Twitter, you know, let us know. But yeah, for me, I just always had that belief. There wasn't a specific game where I was like, yeah, this is really going to happen. Do you know what I mean? We were too dark the season before for us to not win it this season. We were too dark. Mm. City were lucky. When Vincent Kompany has to pull something out of the bag, he probably couldn't do it again with no defenders, no attackers in front of him. That's the first time I went to hurt a footballer.
Yeah. I was like,
anyway, let's not dwell on that again. That's
my point. When things like that happen, that's when you know.
You have managed shots at the corner flag and you hit one into the top corner.
Yeah, it's mad.
We're the best team in the world at the moment. It's obvious. Hands you know down. What I mean? Let's just see if we can keep the current squad and if we need to build or not. Oh, Brewster. Last final word, would you get one more loan? Would you buy another player? Or do you otherwise it's a re-game in Reno?
I don't want to end on that, man.
I mean, because the thing is,
the guy's doing good out in for Swansea, and they're in the playoffs now. Let's just see what happens.
Just watch him live now, isn't
it? I just want to enjoy this win for now, and come the little summer break or whatever it's gonna be, then worry about transfers.
I want him in because I think that we should be looking to rest maybe Bobby and that a bit more. And for me, if Origi's going to get minutes, if Shaqiri's going to get minutes, I want Brewster to get the minutes because I truly believe that if he's at the club, he lacks experience, but he's the best finisher we have.
Well, there's a man out there that would say he's the truth in it, so I'm going to just leave.
I agree with him. He's the truth, but I ain't going to
leave that one on
truth,
that.
Truth, man.
But yeah, lads. Lads, it's time. I got to call it.
Right.
You know what I mean? People, it's been an emotional season, but you know what? We've finally done it. 30 years, we're champions. And in the words of Klopp, he turned all the doubters into believers. Mm. And now they're going to believe us. Champions.
And all the haters into Christ.
What can I say? Lads, it's been great as always. I've been your boy Slim. You know what I'm saying? We've been Chris today.
Chris, yes, back again. Hopefully, I'll be making a few more appearances. I've been slacking lately, but you know, back on it.
Professor Paul,
poetry, emotion, la 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 la.
Nah, listen, it's all love, man. Listen, until the next time, people. Peace.
Peace. Oh.